too hot, it's too cold, it's this, it's that. Or the ones that are on the hookup, you know? The volume's not loud enough.
All right, I'm off.
With the presence of innovation, I didn't see it in the other room.
You want to hear, my guy was so good, who I'm raving about, the shoe was so clean. I don't know if he saw the shoe after the first night.
He did a very good job.
I said, Diego, where are you? He's like, I'm sorry, I drank today. It was a party.
He's not coming now.
I'll be at 3 o'clock in the morning. It'll be clean for the morning.
Come on, all right, really. He's got to come in the morning.
The question is, if he sleeps late,
yeah.
I'm going to call him at 3:30.
So right.
I'll be up.
You're ready for sickening. I see you ready. I saw you this morning already. You're ready to move on to the sickening. No?
No.
No.
Crazy.
The sick people are crazy.
It's not. It's really very smart.
7 o'clock. In the winter, it's 5 o'clock. You don't have a normal bedtime. You can never have a normal thing. You're always moving.
Blaise told me the Chazon Ish had a sickening in his house for his whole life. The opposite of every other life.
Right.
And he had a meeting in his house. In the Kramkast's book, it says that he was never mocked of his mom. What he meant to say is, cut it out the clock, or you're just gonna be a crazy guy.
My grandfather. My grandfather woke up his whole life.
The Brisker was not OCD.
6 o'clock.
That's what people think. He wasn't OCD. That's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
They think that Chazon Ish was OCD.
No,
he was not OCD people at all.
Not at all.
That's the thing. But now all the people are crazy OCD because of it.
I used to go bike riding. We used to dive a sink in. I haven't showered yet.
You didn't shower yet?
No.
Why not? One after the jump at the
now. I don't have time. First of all, I don't jump anywhere.
Don't jump anywhere.
Unless there's cash coming down, you're not jumping.
I didn't take a shower yesterday.
I had fever the whole yom tov. Sweating my kishkas off. Last night I woke up at 3 o'clock. You can't imagine how wet I was. Like the COVID days. You woke up, you're soaking. I was soaking wet.
Maybe it's COVID.
I got into a shower. I didn't even know if I'm allowed to do now. You have no idea how much, how wet I was.
You want to sit next to him and see Shver?
No, I didn't sit next to him.
You want to sit next to him?
Oh, before.
One more.
All right, a lot of you already has a long list.
Very fresh. This is from Hershey Park. Take very fresh. Oh, good.
So it's Hershey Park.
You got it for free at the end of the thing. Did you stay on it end, or you went out and got back on the road again?
Yeah.
To get the free stuff.
That was the only thing good there, by the way.
Free licorice?
No, there, right. Yeah.
If you could close your eyes. 20 minutes there.
So we used to go biking, me and Chapla. We used to go to the Sikkimian, and when you walk in to the Sikkimian, like we sat right in the back table. Where's the regular guy who has no idea anything about the Sikkimian? Walk in, guy goes over, don't sit here, don't sit there, don't sit here. I said, I don't want to list the way I can't sit. Is there any seats that I could sit in? He says, yeah, in the front table. I said, no, listen, man. I'll just stand in the back. You can't stand here either.
You can't stand the line.
We're mocked with. You can't stand behind me. No. I'm not going to have the old davening. You own the spot? We're davening every day. You want to leave now? I said,
I don't mind.
I didn't ask you for anything. You came over to me. Do me a favor. Go down in your seat. I'll down where I want. If you don't like it, you can leave. You don't own the shul. You're just a guy who came to daven. I'm not saying.
It was the old shul.
This guy is, I thought he was a normal guy. The people are crazy. OCD. Yiddishkeit is not supposed to make you OCD. You know, there's a lot of divorces now, OCDs. A lot of very far from the guys become OCD.
Yeah.
They think because you're supposed to wash your hands. No, that's not what you're supposed to
wash because of what? Because they're too frum?
No, they're OCD. They can't say that this was enough.
I can't say on the recording. I'll tell you a story later. You freak out.
No, I'm not.
People are too frum.
You could be frum, but you can't become OCD. The frum kind, they become OCD. They be, yeah. Pasha become OCD. OCD, anybody, you could become OCD. You start getting all. I know, yeah. Right, the frum kind is what they're headed to OCD. Like I sat in the pizza shop with a guy.
Them taking him in triggered something by her. They had to call an ambulance. She didn't end up involved in the precinct. This was before the days of cell phones. Nobody could reach anybody.
What happened? I was beside the ambulance.
Listen, I heard a Mardiga live today. This guy, real shy of a guy, learned the Chavrusa Rebellion Bear. And he was from Long Island. So he met Reb Elia. And Reb Elia says, "New Vigates of Staten Island." So he says, "Man, Long Island." He said, "Staten Island, Long Island." He said, "Vigates in Adelphia." It's great life.
The real Long Island people call it Long Island because they're like, they move there because of like the prestige and whatever, and then they pay extra dollars in taxes and this fee and that.
A lot of soldiers got killed.
Yeah, 13 soldiers. Yeah, and they went into Iran.
They bombed them, this place, that place.
They didn't do anything.
You saw that video? This guy threw a rock.
You think they wasted time?
They eliminated him before the rock hit the car. He already hit the van.
He was already down.
What's that? You think they wasted time?
I think they wasted time.
What do you think? You don't know?
Because what did they hit?
There's no defense anymore.
What did they hit?
All the defense.
They got that tunnel with months and months of.
Iran right now has no defense.
They took out their defenses.
Okay, so right now, they were able to go till now anyways. They were not.
Really? At the same way they took out their defenses now.
What about these stupid missiles descending? Did they bomb those?
No. They took out drone manufacturing sites and missile manufacturing sites.
They're going slowly.
They took out military targets, specifically military targets. Two or three, like, you think that after this time, 180 rockets were going to go ahead and literally flatten Iran.
No, you got to go slowly.
Two or three targets, yeah, but there. I think it was very, very...
They did a patch there or something?
No, I think it was very underwhelmed response.
They should have just...
The first time
it
was a much
bigger
response. This time I think it was very underwhelmed response.
It was not underwhelmed response.
It's hard to know what they really got.
They have
intelligence in Iran.
Of course.
They have people there.
But the best thing is that now, but the military, the Israeli intelligence spokesman said that we retaliated. If Iran feels the need to escalate, understand they're escalating this and they're bringing the region into war. We retaliated for 180 missiles. He shot back exactly what the Matzah is.
That's what they wanted. Yeah.
They didn't have retaliation. But
if Iran says one missile, they're getting blown.
That's what we said last time, but they said 180 and nothing happens. Do this?
No, I didn't see it.
What happened in CNN? What happened in CNN?
All I mentioned they found in
They're bringing back, they don't even know what to do with it. They have so much ammunition, they don't.
You use some of it.
They're Russian.
Might be faulty.
No, they're Russian stuff.
Can you imagine a whole arsenal of weapons, every single one, the triggers are off.
Don't work.
Exactly.
Look how much bombs.
Let me see. It's unbelievable.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like 1 degree off.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
They said that they want to sell them to Ukraine. They're Russian stuff. They want to sell them to Ukraine to use against Russia. The cameraman, these guys.
Look at me.
Hello.
The whole honor.
My guy got drunk. I spoke to him. He's not like shaken badly. He just said he can't drive. He's going to wait till it wears off. Probably about 3 o'clock in the morning, he'll be here. He'll clean the whole place.
Okay, so he'll take your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. At least he has the DAS, not the drive.
Yeah, he's good. He was a police officer in Costa Rica.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember the good old days when we used to have to see, is Nestor going to fish come from Kaffir Lake? Is he not going to come?
You see how clean the shul is? Is the shul ever this clean?
Yeah.
And it doesn't smell like used laundry.
It didn't show up. It did show up.
When Esther was done, it used to smell like used laundry.
I'll speak to you. Esther was terrible. I don't know how it lasted a whole year. Okay, listen. It's a typical thing. You think that you have a thing.
At least something. You have something, right?
And his man doesn't want to find it. I told Mercy, when I see he comes, what am I supposed to do? When he died, I'm like, what am I going to do now? And Mercy's like, yeah, I'll give you my goy. I said, okay, let's try one thing. Let's try to clean the kitchen. I came back 5 hours later. The guy schlepping. I said, what's going on? He's like, you told me to take from here. You know what?
Okay, move on.
Mercy, do me a favor. This guy got to go. And then I was like, you know.
But he's one of your roofing guys, this
yeah,
guy.
He's very good.
But what does he do? He's a foreman on the
he
job.
Does, yeah, he does repairs. Does repairs.
He does it, huh? He does
repairs. Okay, let's go.
What's going on with the elections? Who's winning?
I don't know. There was something in CNN with Kamala Harris or something. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Chalunish Gehet, Pintlach. Chalunish.
I want to.
How do I put WhatsApp just on my iPad and get it off my phone? Is there such a way to do it?
Sure.
How?
Just install it. And then you have to QR code yourself from your phone to your iPad.
Every time I have to do this?
No, just when you set up the first time.
And it'll be set up every time?
Yeah. It'll be on your phone. It'll be like a computer.
Same how do I take it off the phone?
No, you just uninstall it off your computer.
Install from your phone.
How do I?
Just delete it.
Uninstall. Now don't delete it. Uninstall.
Yeah, don't shut the account. You can't. Don't ever shut the account because if you ever lose it on your iPad,
uninstall.
On your computer,
you
have to put it back on the phone.
Just uninstall. That's
it. To do it again, just uninstall from your phone.
How come my what's called not on my phone? My how do you call it? The app store. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you put
you
on?
Can't
the,
delete it.
No, sure.
You can't. You can't delete that.
It's locked. Did you put on the
home screen? Right.
I have just I just have right. So that's I think it's
what,
somewhere.
What
I don't know.
Filter do you have?
No, I have the regular iPhone.
So
the,
you just search.
It's called.
Or screen time.
Yeah. So where?
So
where is
settings,
it?
Screen time. Go to screen time. Put in settings.
No, where is the
No.
I think it's off the home screen.
The point was you took it off the
screen. First, see if it's a.
But you can still search in the settings.
Yeah.
App store. No, his app store is off. It's probably off on screen time.
How do I know that?
I'll show you in a second. Go to
screen time. Doesn't remove the app.
You could block it. You can block it.
So I must have blocked. Where is it?
It is. So go to content and privacy.
Okay.
And now take a look here. Look, users are here. Here, iTunes and App Store purchases. Installing apps don't allow. In-app browsers don't allow. So if you take this install to allow installing apps, put in your passcode.
Yeah, now.
All right, now go back. And in-app purchases don't allow, and you also have to require a password. Here, watch. In a minute, it should pop back up. Let's give it a minute. Here we go. App Store's there.
LA Times did not endorse.
How do you get it on the phone?
It's on there already. It's going to be there. Now it'll be on your phone. It'll be on your
what's
phone.
Loaded?
Plug in.
What's going on with my phone? Why can't I get anything?
Who?
With what? Also, we have to understand when you lock with your screen time, if you lock down access to a lot of stuff, you won't get stuff.
He's having a major rally tomorrow in Master Square Garden.
What is this?
Really?
No, this is called, they always have this. If you want to use apps, pump, you click here, you go to your apps.
Watch all of Woolly
and now it's going to take a minute.
Vote Democrat. Watch it happen again.
And now it's all. Oops, hold on a second. Apps.
Watch. Who's going to go down?
Slow. Very slow. Exactly. We've got to update the first of all. It's the first time it's open and who knows how long.
It's
the first time
it's open. You've got to update everything?
Yeah, so here's your update. You have 55,
update all?
55 apps to update, yeah.
First oh, gosh. So nothing was updated? That's why my phone is like this? Like a
turtle?
Yeah,
nothing's been updated. So
that's why nothing's working?
Yeah.
So nothing's working.
Just enable auto-update and then delete the app store again.
How do you do? So update all. Okay, I did update all.
Click update all.
Okay.
Now
you're going to
be very hot for like the next half hour. Look at all these apps. You need to get out of. Scroll down. This updated. Yeah, all these apps need to get updated. Google, Dropbox, American with Vision Cap, Hello, Trello.
Trello's never updated?
No, I'm saying it's WhatsApp. A lot of stuff. For example, I tried to go on to send this out to something. Sometime there, that app has to be updated.
Yeah,
I have to ask Tag. Tag has to open up my app store. That Tag.
But could I. When I go back into screen time and shut off that I don't want to install apps, then apps will go off.
Correct. Cool. Because if you can't install that, the only you can install iPhone is so locked down.
So you didn't do anything. All you did was write install. So if I write uninstall.
Correct. No, if you write don't allow to install apps,
it goes off.
Away because otherwise Apple is so strict you can't sideload an app. I mean, the only way you can install an app on a phone is through the app store.
Because it's closed source. Android on the other.
So I really want it all because I don't want to concentrate on my kids get hold of my phone, even though they never get hold of it, but. My kids never touch my phone.
They don't touch the ladies' phones.
Right. Well, even my wife's phone, not either. I never touch my wife's phone.
That's,
my wife's phone is on her. Is on her.
You know what you can do.
Now the ladies have
it. If you want, so for your phone, I have MB Smart from Tag. It's the most amazing thing. It's not a filter. It's MDM, so they take control over the phone, which I'm fine with. And they
you can never take it off, by the way.
Sure, but they've taken it off for me.
You have to go
there. No, I have to go. I have to reset it.
You have to reset the whole phone.
That's not true. I just did it. Transferred phones. I just did it.
You transferred phones?
Yeah, I didn't have to reset it. They got better.
No.
He got better.
No, you have to
transfer. MB Smart got better. He's able to now just take off the MDM and not transfer and not reset it.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Multi-device management.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Saying if you ever want to use the phone without that app on it, you have to reset the phone. This device, that block, if you ever want to use it.
Not if you uninstall their MDM. They have a software suite.
It won't work. Uninstalling MDM doesn't work.
They go in there. Trust me, I just went to
IBM can't do it. Apple can't do it. No, this Chavik man can do it. It doesn't work. I'm telling you, I know from the technology.
What's MDM? What's it called?
Mobile device management. What it does is they take full control over the phone, so they control every aspect of your phone. So if you work for a company and a company gives you a phone,
they can't remote control the phone.
They can't remote control it. They can't see, but they can see all. They can see.
They can't take the camera. The Apple won't let them take the camera or remote control the phone. Whereas Android, you can. Like remote control on Android from MDM. They can see things on the phone, the apps moving around.
Right.
But you can't do that with Apple.
So I give a guy a phone, I should be able to put it on.
You should definitely.
As a business?
Sure.
Yeah, your business account already has it turned on, by the way.
Oh, they have a program like this also?
If you get a phone from Verizon.
You have to log in on a computer and manage their devices.
If you have a Verizon business plan for like all you have to get a phone, then you could automatically get. You could. They already have it built in.
Interesting.
BMG has it also. BMG, any phone you get from BMG, even if you bring your own phone.
So the guy tells her.
They use Meraki. You know, is what they use. Cisco.
And the guy tells him the guy's watching porn. You got to talk to
that.
No,
they could do that.
They block it. It goes anytime you browse. You don't browse anymore through Safari.
You browse
through the browser that they give you, and then that is automatically filtered by whatever you
what if I want to go to Haynes site? I can't go.
Nothing except for. So MLB.
It's called wide side.
But that right.
What if I want to go on to something? I need to go on something.
So MLB.
Allow me this website. And I can only allow it to
feel for your guys, you can search. For me, the MB Smart filter, it's just a whitelist. That's what they use it for. So the App Store, there's two ways. Either you can open up the App Store, but every app that you download from App Store is blocked by default. You have to log onto their app and say open it up. If it's on their approved list, they'll open it and then it'll pop up just like the
whitelist.
And it stays.
And it stays. If it's blocked, it's like, sorry, it's blocked, and then tap them, I don't want to open it up.
What if you need it open?
I have them blocked by Safari, it's blocked, and I have an app
called
the browser called Android. Browser, so almost everything there is blocked. Any of the bad stuff is blocked. And then all the good, stuff that I need. And two times I've had an issue. I emailed the spin browse people, and they opened it up. But it's great. It doesn't slow down the phone, so it's not filtering anything.
Slow down the phone. That's the problem.
MB Smart does not.
Other things slow down the phone.
No, the Gentech.
Don't compare Gentech.
Tech Lock and Gentech.
Let's talk about this. Talk about using normal programs like SAS from IBM or using
Gentech.
We'll have a discussion another time.
Same as Miamat.
What's this cost?
The worst possible program. Yeah. And TechLock and these cover are.
The one is unless you want to start getting your own IT, TechLock is the best solution to give to a teenager. Myself today. It is the best. TechLock.
Why is it better than Gentech?
It's the best. It's the most. It's the thing that locks out the most, and it's
combined with. But you guys don't have something.
Kids are smart and just pass
passwords. If you have WhatsApp.
Yeah, but you're IT guy, so you and Libby Lynch cannot.
We don't have a conversation.
Why? Because you tell me what you want. Like, say, you told me, you call my shit speak. You tell me, I need this done. He does it. He takes care of what you want.
I understand, but let's say I have a kid, I want to give him a laptop. I don't have time to be busy with this kid.
You don't have to be busy with anything. You tell my shit speak, I want to give my son a laptop. So he buys a laptop, puts an admin password on it, and then he makes the kid a username. And that's it. The kid has the username and in parental controls on the laptop. You can go ahead and make whatever you want.
Hello.
Like,
why do you give your kid WhatsApp?
That's not my problem. That's not the problem.
Why do you give my kid WhatsApp?
My kid had my kids in college. That she needs a laptop with YouTube and everything. You can't filter everything with parental.
What do you get on WhatsApp?
YouTube is the only thing that...
Okay, WhatsApp's WhatsApp. You're right. It's not as bad as watching porn.
Because anything else... I told you this before.
I was very measured.
Also, there are some bad WhatsApp. WhatsApp is a problem.
If you think you block everything else, you have to block that WhatsApp.
I can't tell Google because I have to search. How much dosage do I have to give this person for this kind of situation? Because there are nurses.
Of course, you can block WhatsApp.
But
you could block WhatsApp channels?
You could.
How?
Only MBs. You can't call WhatsApp. Primalists get clicked off channels.
So let me tell you
exactly. Can I tell
channels.
You what they do? Channels.
Turn on channels.
You can't.
No.
You can't.
You can't shut it off.
But I never turned it off.
Turn it on.
No.
You don't turn it on.
No, again, I have channels. It's here. You go to communities, you go to this, it's channels. I don't bother with it.
I know you have TV. I know you do. We're not talking about you. We're talking about a kid who wants to sit there and look at schmutz. It's the easiest way to bypass it.
You want to look at Schmutz?
What's again?
You can't.
Let's go.
Smart is the only one, and they don't.
These guys that pop up on my thing, this lady, and a million things pop up.
Lady?
You have ladies popping up on your phone?
They're not popping up on
your phone.
They don't pop up on my phone.
They
do. Give me your phone. I'll show you.
Channel.
Yeah, channel. You could see, like, every. How do you block it?
It doesn't pop up by me.
You can still go to channels, but if you try to click a link in the channels or view a video,
it'll pop up.
No, down here.
I don't let you down.
But it'll pop up, so if you want to touch it.
No, open it up.
Right. Okay.
He
has the same thing, okay? All those ladies are by him.
No, it doesn't pop unless if I open it.
I understand. Okay, so how can you block that?
No, the filter that I have, they tell me that it's experimental. It's not, doesn't work in 100%. But if you open, if you go into the channel and try to click on a video or a picture or something,
first
it'll block it.
That's the first thing. I don't even know where channels.
Which channels?
Cool. Communities channel.
No, go to Wix status. Go to status.
Go to status.
Scroll down. Go all the way to the bottom.
Okay, channels.
There you go.
If the kid gets a hold of your phone, he's exploring more.
Hold on,
I have to go to the bathroom now. Hold on.
This is even better than gambling.
We have urinals. You don't have to even use this short leg.
The urinals were amazing. There was not one back level in the Italian house. Shut in the Kipper Sukkis. There was not one back. And before you have to wait for a bathroom.
No, she was packed.
Yeah. Dude, you can do it. I also, you used to be able to take, you used to be able to go slip and slide on the urine throughout the entire bathroom.
And Tachman said, Baruch Shem, you find Bekan Da Locha. You Mekayim that, like he uses a stool. He brings it a chair with him. But he said, finally, you Mekayim that all the years I was wondering why we didn't have a mezuzah. I always bothered the rub about it because it's really just the hallway to the bathroom. Now it's a full bathroom. Your whole hallway became a bathroom. You're good to go.
What did you do there?
I don't know.
You made urinals?
You had it to
urinals. Zatigamar, let's go. And my girl's not coming until 3 o'clock in the morning.
So the stuff's going to sit outside. You walk in, you get a schmeck from
Schmeck Tava. Who's sending me? What are you doing? Oh, my phone. Let's go. No, we're in the Tizab. We're doing it now.
Turn around,
buddy.
You
ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll.
You're a Bukhar?
Yeah.
Okay. You're also a Bukhar?
You were here this afternoon.
Oh, nice.
Oh, dude, I come for the night chair.
Oh, he comes for the food.
Has what?
By the way, I came for the night chair also. You were here today.
Oh, yeah?
You were
so is
Emily. I walked in. I was there.
The Gentech said on the phone, they said Gentech's not good for the iPhone. You have it on your iPhone?
No, Gentech is not good for the iPhone.
What about Android?
Android Gentech's very good for.
That's what I have.
It slows down the phone.
Because you're they're actively filtering your phone.
That's
right.
No,
you're going through them.
No, the problem is you don't have
on the iPhone. Go to tag, get the MB Smart.
The problem is like this.
It costs $7.50 for 3 months.
I don't really need. I block everything out with that.
The problem is
screen time. Also, screen time with iOS 18. Screen time is horrible. Also, it's very a lot of loopholes.
That's why I want to put WhatsApp on my iPad.
Tag is not offered.
And like this.
Always offered for iPhone.
Like this.
Screen time.
Why
don't
you do like what I do?
They stopped it. They're only doing MB Smart filter now because the iOS 18.
All my apps are on my smartphone.
You're a fake. I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
you're ready to live in Beit Shemesh.
Yeah. RBS.
Inside his house, he's full TV and everything.
Yeah.
And in the car, you have this.
Plate
to air.
I'll
just
tell you.
I can't do it. I need my phone.
You're gonna have a delay a few hours.
I can't do it.
You're gonna have a delay a few hours.
You're running
a business. You're walking around all day. I have the app in the car.
My phone's with me a whole day, except for it's in my car.
Yeah, you keep it in your car.
This is my phone.
My iPad goes with me everywhere.
Make sure
my
it's blocked.
Smartphone, I leave it in
the car.
There's
a guy in my office just started doing that. He has a smartphone, but he doesn't have a number. He transferred his number to a flip phone. When he needs to go to an app, when he needs to do something email, he uses it. When he goes home, his phone is off.
I don't bring my phone in my kitchen anymore since I come home. I leave it in my office.
He
brought the box.
He bought the boxes.
He brought the box.
We got frozen calzones ready after
you.
You don't need WhatsApp.
Oh, don't put it down here.
Mexicans
don't have WhatsApp.
All my Mexicans have WhatsApp.
Sure.
Everybody
knows.
WhatsApp is
there.
That's because you put it on for them.
No.
You have to have WhatsApp.
Show
the
rules. How do they call Mexico for free?
He doesn't run anything. He had a lot of Seattle Shemayin, a lot of mazel,
right.
And he makes a lot of money, and has nothing to do with his flip phone.
It's the first thing that the government gives the next
guy. What does he do?
Excavation.
They give him a free phone with WhatsApp.
Atlantic site.
He moved. Where did he move?
Let's
go. Let me ask you something. You could pull up the brist that was there yesterday.
I'm not pulling anything.
No, I'm taking the camera.
No, the camera
started
off the Yom Tov Shabbos.
A dust shovel?
Yeah, we don't have any recording here.
What do you want to see?
What do you want to see?
There's noise. You can see the whole thing, guys. So send it there.
What do you want to see? The tip?
No, it's nice.
I made the brist yesterday.
Let's go. I gotta.
It wasn't yesterday. It was today.
It was this morning.
I gotta take over.
You want to see the piece?
What do you want to see the piece? You want to see Baron? You want to see Baron and his kids overlooking?
It's not just Baron. It was also Yagid. And
Yagid
was all the people.
Yagid was going like this.
Five people you had over there, Mamash, bird's eye view.
Now, why is it disgusting? It's a mitzvah.
To watch the Pippic?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
What do you think they do? If they're watching. They're watching. They're getting high on the Pippic?
No, yes, I want to make sure.
You're out of your mind. They want to know they're not lockers.
I only have two boys. I cannot look. I'll look 25
pounds.
I didn't look. I can't look, but same.
Yeah.
Okay, honestly, if I look, I probably throw up over.
You have a problem with Miles?
No.
Miles has two overlookers.
Why?
Everybody else having to go ahead and stick their nose involved.
They're doing
shimush.
They're doing shimush.
No, please, do me a favor. They're not doing shimush.
They're not doing
this.
They're
never going to press on the wrong. Do me a favor. They're not doing shimush. They're coming to look.
Yeah, but what's wrong? It's a mitzvah.
What's a mitzvah?
I'll tell you,
it says to look.
Not the mitzvah is not to look.
The roivam.
The mitzvah is not to look.
How come I didn't see you up there at the front?
I don't like blood.
Oh, you don't like blood.
I don't look by other stuff either.
There's nothing to look.
One of the worst things, I don't know what
I'm talking about anymore. The mitzvah is to look.
I got to come in at the whole yom tov. The entire yom tov. You
can cut them in half, but not a problem. You forgot Erev Yom Tov if you cut them Talmud. There's something called, you know,
Shinu Hashem. Let's go.
I'm not aware of that halacha. You
wear that halacha? Okay. I have no idea. Let's go. Tara Rabbanan. I'm nervous to say anything about halacha for a year, man. I won't be able to eat the calzone in a few minutes. Tara Rabbanan. Lost light.
You check the spinach.
It's frozen closed. Frozen, whatever you want to call it. Kufkov Gimel. Guys, we got to move it because I got to do the suki. I got a lot going on tonight. It's very late.
Did you do the
suki
yet?
Tana Rabbanan. No, I didn't.
There's no mitzvah to take the suki down. What's the helpful?
I didn't do anything. I was praying to Mars block.
So the mitzvah put up the sukkah.
Arab
pays
that.
You guys, you don't know Libby Lynch. Things are wrapped up before you could think.
Apparently not.
Turn around, bottom.
Kids,
my kids don't do anything. I don't know where you live, which country. I see all these kids sitting and learning over here. I was going to make an announcement, go help your pimp mother take down the sukkah. I said, you know what? It's a better help to out of the house. Mm-hmm. My son Shimi says, you want me to roll up the schach? No. He's like, why? It'll take me a few minutes. Yeah, all decorations are connected to the schach. I was like, you know, all decorations connected. He's like, they're all garbage, right? No, they're not all garbage.
He's going to roll up the whole stock.
He's like, just throw them out and get new decorations every year. I said, okay, how are you getting them off? They're okay on the zip tie. It'll come off while I go. I'll come. There'll be one piece of the schach will be here. The rest of the roll will be on the other side. He said, Todd, just throw out all the schach. Yeah, buy new schach next year. I said, explain to me which part you did. You know what I mean?
No, that'd be better. Get high Everclean.
You're right. Right, hire someone.
Why don't you guys do it?
My guys don't touch my sukkah. Guys don't touch my sukkah. Nobody touched my sukkah. My sukkah was $15,000. Nobody touched my sukkah. The first time someone touched my sukkah, they'll break every bamboo that I have. Cracked it.
Those custom bamboos that you ordered, right?
They're $250 a piece.
Really?
Yeah, they're
I could have gave you four. I had them in my backyard.
No, you don't have 4-inch.
The 4-inch guy, yeah, bamboos.
Who?
What do you get
for? I have 4-inch. 3-inch, 4-inch, yeah.
They're
notched on one side. You pull it out, you crack it. You crack the notch, and I don't have a...
It doesn't sit.
It doesn't sit right. Whatever. Anyway. Also, I store it a certain way. It doesn't bend. My sukkah's perfectly straight. I push it together. You have no idea. Trust me, a few times I asked my kids to help me put the board into the thing. I said, like, last year it was raining the whole sukkahs.
Yeah, right.
So much of sukkahs, I wanted to take it down because I didn't want it to rain on the boards more. Right. I took it down, I dried the whole sukkah up with towels. I had towels there under my awning. And I said, let's put it away. I give my son the board. He's carrying the board.
Right,
he dropped the whole board right into the puddle. The whole board, flat, boom. I said, the whole sukkahs, this board didn't get as wet as it got now after sukkahs, and the sukkahs down. So you know what? Do me a favor. Go to the shul. Go get yourself pizza.
Go learn.
Go learn. Go and maybe hang out with your friends tonight. You know what I mean? Why bother taking down the sukkah? You know what I mean? Anyway.
I don't know. I also built my sukkah, and it cost me $15,000. Yeah. It cost me around $600 worth of lumber and loads. It's not 40 pounds a piece. You can throw it from the roof 40 feet.
It's not cedar mine, and it's not 40 pounds a piece, and it was very, very light, and they're solid, solid. Cedar wood is very light. Cedar wood is very light. It's a murder to my You can carry my board like, and your daughters carry it.
That was mostly
the windows, the guys, the godless. So. Anyway, turn on bottom. Loss is like Pishnayim.
Why do you say his daughter can carry? Maybe his 3-year-old can carry.
Gary, I'm so happy you're back.
Today the sukkah were like, I don't know, missing a couple of
things. Oh, you're missing a couple of sukkah, by the way. Just letting you know.
Well, yeah, I gotta tell you.
Where's Lost's Lay Pishnayim? Oh, you have it, this one. Oh, this one today. That's why you have it. Because I'm going to ask you, Yaakov, Lost's Lay Pishnayim, Kashi, and Matzah Loi.
No, I had it yesterday.
You had it yesterday also?
I think it
So, there's a question. I'm just going to say it outside for a second. How does Pishnayim work? How does Pishnayim work? Chav Beis, Amud Beis, and the bottom two lines on the bottom. So the question is, how does Pishnayim work? The Pashup Shot is, pay attention, it's a Geshmak and Gemara today, but it's a little interesting. The way we understand Pishnayim is you have five in generals, you have five brothers, each brother gets $100. Pishnayim means you divide the 500 by six, and the older brother gets 160, because it's 80. Right? Six times 80 is into 500. So, that's the regular way. The Gemara has a tzad to say that no. Pishnayim is, you take 500, divide into three portions. That means one divided by three is 160. 160 divided times three is 500, I think about.
It's 480.
480, so it's 165 and change. Okay, it's 165 times, you divide 500 to 3 is 165. He gets two portions. He gets 320 as opposed to 160. And the other five brothers split 165. So he's a major gain.
Why are you splitting it into three? What
Because he gets Pishnaim with the whole Nechasim.
So Pishnaim means you split into three sections. He gets two and
they all split one. Yeah. That would be a major gain for the guy. So the Gemara says, like the first one, the Gemara brings a bunch of rise, like the first one, which is the normal way we have it. So I don't have Pishnaim, Ke'echad, and El Pishnaim, Mechalan Achas, Vedinu. The Gemara says, Lachar, you have a Kavachimer. Not a Kavachimer. Dinu means, doesn't mean Kavachimer, it means a Svar. Chelkaim Echad, if he splits one brother, he gets two, and the other one gets one. Chelkaim Chamisha, sorry, if I care it. Chelkaim Echad, Chelkaim Chamisha, Ma Chelkaim Echad, Pishnaim, Ke'echad, Af Chelkaim Chamisha, Pishnaim, Ke'echad, it's like the first side. Mars is made mech
tasty. That's right to the first side.
They split it into five. No, you don't.
No.
Ma chelkam echad pishnaim ke echad. Af chelkam chamisha pishnaim ke echad.
The slice that he gets.
Exactly. Oy klach derech. Mars is mech tasty. How your svar is right. Chelkam echad. Chelkam imhei. Ma chelkam echad pishnaim bechal nachosim. Af chelkam hei pishnaim bechal nachosim. So Gemara really, it's no right either way. Well, he's saying if you do it my way, like the first side, it is.
Because yeah, but not, when you have five,
you split it into three.
He's only getting two sections. It's not Pishnaim Kol.
It's Pishnaim Kol Nachosim.
No, because you have four parts that are going to the other parts.
No, but it's one third. It's really only one third. That's how the Gemara is looking at it. It's Pishnaim Kol Nachosim. So Gemara says no raya. The Gemara says, what is the raya? Mari says, Tamlaim Vahoya by Yoim. You have that plastic? Yeah, Gary, finish eating, come sit over there so you can hold the psukim up. Tamlaim Vahoya by Yoim Achila is Banov. No, eat, don't worry about it. That's Tatla, I don't want you to be hungry. Wait, Achila.
I haven't heard that.
She
had a grandmother, that's
okay.
Esman kid. Vahoya by Yoim, I never needed to eat, I promise you. Vahoya by Yoim Achila is Banov. Hatoyer Ribso Nachla Eitzel Achim. Because it says Vahoy B'yam Achilas Banav, so you see, giving the Achim more. So giving the Achim more, that means you're giving the Achim more. So Mela, it's a rebu for the Achim. That means that you don't give the Bechor that extra two thirds of the Famegan. Next Gemara, the Gemara brings another Vaomer. Ubnei Ruven Bechor Yisrael Kihu Abechor Uvechalalo Yitzui Ovim Nosna Bechorosel Ubnei Yosef Ben Yisrael Lelis Yaksim Bechorah. So another this also is telling you that that it was an extra chelik like the first tzad. Why? Because who was the bechor of Bnei Yosef? What was the pishna? What was the bechor that he got? Menashe and Ephraim. They were added chelik to the shvatim. So again, you see, like the first tzad, not like the second tzad. V'aymer another pasuk Yehuda Gavra
Be'echav. But that's only assuming he had all the other kids.
No, so, yeah, but it was...
Did he have all the kids? Did Yosef have all the kids?
No, but Keruven, Shimon, Yuli. Ephraim, Nash, Keruven, Shimon, Yuli. So, you know, that they were just like it was an added-on thing to the other ones, right? Ki Yehuda gavah ba'achav, v'la nogid mimenu, ma'bechor li'yosef. Nem bechor li'yosef, nem bechor li'daris, ma'bechor amur li'yosef, pishnan ke'echod, which is Keruven, Shimon, Yuli, apachor amur li'daris, pishnan ke'echod. V'oimer, another pasuk, ואני אסעד לכם שכם אחד על אחיכו, שוקחת ביד המורה בחר וקשתי, וכי בחר וקשת לו כך, וכבר נאמר כי לא בקשתי אבטח וחר ולא ישני, אלא חר בי זו תפיל לקשת וקשת, it's a separate thing, nothing to do with the Gemara. So now the Gemara is going to explain, I don't understand, why do you have five psukim over here? Because bring one pasuk and I call it a day. My v'oimer. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. וכי נאמר, היי חבר יחם ברייקו, maybe the first pasuk is right, is telling you like Rabbi Yechim Reiko, that Rabbi Yechim Reiko's shita was, that if your son is in the realm of Yerusha, you could mechayim give him the rest of your estate. Not al tzmatana, al tzirusha, which is a very big chiddush, we said it yesterday. Tashma, v'nei Ruven b'chor Yisrael. V'nei Ruven b'chor Yisrael, and that tells you that... V'chitema b'chor b'chor legar minon. That's a possible. You can't learn out. So Mar says Toshma b'bechor liYosef. V'chitem Yosef gufei my the pishnaim ke'achadav. I didn't know Yosef was pishnaim ke'achadav. Toshma v'nesal kashemachal alchecho. And that's referring to Keruv Mishum Yerali.
Shem,
Shechem Achal Achecha, which means that you're getting one portion more than your brothers.
But not
Guru Shem. Shechem Achal Achecha means you're getting one portion more than your brothers, which is like the first sign of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, I'm going to probably buy a Ema Diklabam. How do you know what he got? Maybe he's got a tree. How do you know it's P9? Amalei, Alecha, Makro, Ephraim, Menashe, Ruben Shem Yuli. No, once you say Ephraim, Menashe, Ruben Shem Yuli, and it says, Shechem Achal Achecha, so you put everything together, and that's why we need all the psukim, because in one pasuk, you have a kash on each one by itself. So we have all the psukim together, basically tell you this halacha, that pishnaim is not that you split the estate into three. Pishnaim is you just take 500 dollars, split into six, the older brother gets two. It's not so much, it's not such a big difference. It depends on, I mean, it is.
He gets another slice.
Another slice, right.
Depends how big it is, right? Like, here's another brother, you get
right,
another slice,
right.
Whatever it is.
It's not so much.
If it's a little, then it's not a lot. If it's a
little. Right. All right. I mean, even if you're talking about $5 million, right, okay.
Whatever it is, it's always going to be one more.
It's always
going to
be one more slice. It's like there's another brother there.
Like another brother.
Right. Okay. It could cause a big fight. But he made the Chelben Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachmeni.
If there's what to fight about.
If there's what to fight about.
One portion has to get blown by five again.
A guy told me the other day, I'm done making money for my kids. I'm done. I work my whole. I'm 50 years old.
Now.
No, I'm 50 years old. My whole work, everything is. I mean, I sit down every time I sit down with my financial guy. He says, "Your kids. I'm done with my kids. I'm marrying them off. I don't want to hear about this anymore. I'm done. I do I have enough money to live the rest of my life? I'm stopping to work. Finished. Leave me alone." But it's a good update, you know. But what do you think a guy does? He has two kids.
That's why they land up in a nursing home. Because no one wants to take care of them, huh?
Yeah. That's right.
They love and they have no more money to take care of themselves either.
Yeah.
They've spent it all on a cruise and a mortgage.
And the car. He's got a nice car in the garage.
And two motorcycles. One for his and hers.
Okay, now we're going into we went into Bechaira. So we said Yosef got the Bechar, but really, who got the Bechar? Reuven was the Bechar. Reuven was the Bechar. It got taken away from Reuven and are given to Yosef. Now, why? My Ro Yaakov not Bechar Reuven, but not Yosef. My Ro for the Gemara. What do you mean My Ro? V'chalal Yitzu Yaviv. He exiv. He. It's an Einish. El My Ro should not Yosef. Why Yosef?
Because he's the Bechar to Rachel.
Who said? Like, 1 second. Amshalach Marshall. The Gemara says Amshalach Marshall. Right now, the Gemara is getting to it. Ma dov daimer. The Baal Bayis should go to Yosem Tech Beis. So the Yom Hashir Oisi Yosem Vameha Neu. The Baal Bayis and Nichsan. So basically, the Gemara is learning that Yaakov Avinu was the Yosef was the Baal Bayis. Yaakov Avinu was the Yosem, and Yosef fed Yaakov and the Shvatim in Mitzrayim. So when he got rich, he dropped him a check. So the Gemara says, so Amalei v'ilav dechot to Reuven leimahan le Yosef. This makes no sense. V'leim medayim. Really, Rachel should got the bechor. Except Eitos Yaakov Yosef. El shekod masal ebe rachmim. She davened and matoich tznius. Yosef of Rachel. Once Rachel had tznius, there was a special tznius. We'll see what it was. Hechzira kosh baruch hu log. Maybe she gave it back to her. My kod masal ebe rachmim is a very interesting gemara.
Rabbi Shaul Reisman asked a very powerful question.
Yeah.
Why was this not a problem? Why would she was thinking about Leah? What about Yaakov?
Sean, can you pass the tissues? Yaakov was used to this because he was Marama, his.
He didn't expect her to be Marama. Him, he was, the whole thing was.
Right, so the Medrash says something. I'll tell you in a minute. I'll tell you in a minute. So Mara says, Michael must lay Barachim, the Ksiv, and Ilay Rakos. Her eyes were soft. My Rakos, what does it mean? Ilay Rakos, Mamash, the way I just said it. What the Torah is saying, she wasn't pretty.
This
looks posh. Yeah. So I'm saying it's not. You're talking about tzedekus.
You don't usually think of like reference because it's being like precious.
That's it.
We
stopped
at
the beginning.
We
moved on already.
No, yeah. It's usually precious.
I know. I'm
saying
it's already over.
So Gemara says. What we're talking about how she's not pretty. It's a new pshat that her who came out of her Levi and the Kohanim. So they got Aruchas. Matnes Aruchas means that they have a lot of
and Yehuda.
There's a lot going on.
And Yehuda, right? Rava, my Mamish. No, the way we learned the Cheder. Ah, it's a Ganai. Even Loi Ganai. Hello.
Definitely the article. He says that He says that because the malchus that came from Rachel did not last. Because Binyamin, the shell didn't last. So the malchus, but by Leah's malchus and Leah's malucha, Leah's kahuna lasted.
The ruchas.
Okay. The Gemara says, Loilom rakas mamish. And mama, she means her eyes were dripping. Her eyes were dripping. She was crying. And her eyes were puffy. That was a shvach. Why? She says, Shemaz, HaProshas, Drochem, and Adam Shayyam, Mishneh, Brahm, Yeshua, Rivka. Yay, yay, yay. Okay, it's a good thing I dived all my tefillahs, you know. Shvachullah, Shayyam, Shemaz, HaProshas, in prison when we use these, I'm used to it. Shvachullah, Shayyam, Shemaz, HaProshas, Drochem, and Adam Shayyam,
you pick up the soap in prison also?
So the older one goes to the older one, and the cotton cotton. So she says, okay, not bad. Approach dochem. Michelle says, God of my eyes. What does he do? Ish raum last and brios. He's a bum. Cotton my eyes. Ish time yeshloim. He's a boycha. At Chanel, she recently ate of her eyelashes fell out. That's about she cried. The Eugen Brennan. Wait. Everything will be answered over here. Hashem paid her back for this sitkas that she had, this godless that she had. Well, my tzniz is Rachel. What was the big tzniz of Rachel? V'chsev v'yaga Yaakov Rachel ke'achi avihu. V'chi ben rifkuhu. V'chi ben rifkuhu. V'chi ben achos avihu. El amalo mincivously. Marimir amale in. Miyu abramo. My father's a bum. V'lo yucholosle. I can't. Amalo my ramaseha. Tell me. You're not going to overbeat him. So he says, tell me what he's going to do. Because I spoke to Luzini and I know all the tricks. Amalei isli achse the kshisha minoy. I have a sister that's older. Let me tell you, mikama. Amalei ochmanim beramoyis. Amalei mishalos. Right away, she said, "One second, forget. I don't want to marry you."
That's
the kiddush. That's the kiddush. And im nover to sabres ikish ispato. Sometimes you find your husband in bed in middle seder. It's for a good reason. You know, don't worry, I got it. Mazlos imanim. No, I'm just saying, like, you know, Yaakov said, you don't have to ruin the shidduch for this. I'm still a good guy. You know what I mean? So masa lo simani, kima aili lo leleya.
At the night of the wedding,
savra hashta mixiva. One second, achsoi. My sister's gonna get embarrassed. He's gonna say, ask her for simanim. She's not gonna have. So masunu al lo banachsiva yibok vinileya. Mechad adash lava lehiyam. Teichas simanim she masa lo yakel lerachel umasrosa leleya lehav yadol lo adahi shaita. So a lot of things in this Gemara. One second. A few things in this Gemara. Few married the Gazak in this Gemara. This Leah said, I can't marry Esav. What happened? Her father was a bum. He was going to marry her off to Yaakov. Because that he was a rami. Yaakov gave Leah Rachel Simon. What was Simon of Yaakov and Rachel? Hefsik Tahira, Shivan Akiyim, and Bedika. Three Simon. These are Hilchas Nida. Rachel gave those simanim over to Leah. Didn't tell her it was simanim. Rachel did the tzidkis in a way that Leah didn't chap that Rachel did her a favor. Because all she did was say, teach your halachas. Then when Yaakov Inu asked that night, did you have siktar? Yeah. Bedika? Yeah. She had no idea that these were the simanim. So when Reuven stole the doyim and Leah comes with a taina to Rachel says Hamat kachtich is ishti, Rachel's looking at her. Are you nuts? I gave you the simanim. Means till now. No, she didn't say that. This was the godless. This was the godless. Rachel kept it to herself. Leah thought that she had the rights over Yaakov over Rachel.
Because of Ovum Nevim Nelvavim that they don't answer, that's why she was left to right, from that night.
Right. She was joking, but the chesed is so much that she didn't even think that she was doing her chesed. She put fakert, like, like, what are you doing over here? And that's pshat. The mashal is tvias ayin. So I saw the medrash tvias koil. What about tvias koil? Moshe ben Yaakov, Leah and Rachel doesn't sound the same. So some say that they talk had the same voice. They were sisters. I saw the medrash says in the morning Yaakov told Leah, "What are you doing? What are you doing here?" He said, "What do you mean? My father told me to come in." He said, "Yeah, but you can't trick me. I wanted to marry Rachel." He said, "I don't understand. And you, by your father with the brachas, what happened over there? Hakol Yaakov Adayim De'Esav. You didn't trick your father?" He said, "Yeah, but I was kibbutz avayim." He said, "I have kibbutz avayim. My father told me this is what I'm doing." So I saw pshat. It's a medrash. I saw the Siram Son Allah brings it down. The medrash. So he says, because of that, she was allowed to be in a shtan or a voice. It was all part of the same thing. You didn't change your voice. I called Yaakov. So you didn't change your voice. You changed your whole look. Yeah, Yitzchak felt you. So I changed my voice. You have a time on me? I did what my father told me to do. Do what? That's an answer.
You did it?
No. Keep it away. Keep it away.
And
that
marriage
is not
it's
not it's not. How are you doing? Stop killing me.
I'm good.
Yeah, right. Anyway. Let's go back. Appreciate that.
There's a mission.
Zati Gemara. Abba Khalifa. Kruyam Rab Khibar Abba. The Khlolan at the Maitza Shivan. You find 70. The Prata at the Maitza Shivan Khasar Akhod. 69. Amalay to Umaisim Dino, the Khsiv, the Ace Dino, it's a Ribui. Bito El Ma'ato, to Umaisim Binyamin, the Khsiv, as Binyamin. Achir Benimai. Amar, my goal is Toyva Hoysim Yodi Abba. Diamond about the Vakshal of the many. Hachyam Rab Khamachin is Yechavit Shahasa Bederach. And then it says, "Kashiyod Rochel Yosef." This pasuk you don't have, and it says, "Vayem Yaakov Olam Shalchein Ve'elchem Kamal Aritz." Get me out of here. What's shot now? When Yosef was born, he was comfortable to say, "Let me go fight Esav now." So Gemara says, "Amale Ro Yaakov Inu Shein Zayr Shal Esav Nimsa El Biyad Zayr Shal Yosef." Shema Vayi Beis Yaakov Esav Yosef Lahav Beis Esav Lekash. So mainly he knew he was safe. So is he clear that David was doing it? You didn't read Ksuvim? He said, "Belech to Yotzaklik Naflu Olam Menashe Adonav VeYuzeved VeYodio Michal VeYozved VeElyo Tzalosi Rosh Alof Mashal Menashe." So you see, Menashe was the one who fought off Menashe's Enikum Yosef. So Mele Yosef was involved. Master of Yosef Mehem and Bnei Shimon Hochul Harseir Anoshim Chomish Meis. So you see clearly there was Bnei Shimon. So maybe again it was Yosef. Next, Tana Rabbanan. Habachor knows the Pishnaim is Roya, Vilchaim, Uvakevel. So Habachor takes Pishnaim, Zroyam, Chaim, Keva, from a Kohen. Yeah, a Kohen. He gets Pishnaim in these things. It's considered not Roy, it's considered Muchsuk. With Mukdoshin and Mukdish, we'll see what that is. The Gemara says Kachkam. With Shvach, Shavach, Mechos, Lachem, Bizaviyim. Any Shvach that was Shavach, Mamelo. Ketzad. Nechlem, Aviyim, Paro, Mukheris. Mukheris means that you make a, it's like a sharecropper. So you make a, I give you a cow, tell you, you get 50%, I get 50%. A share. If I rent my cow out to someone else and has a baby, the guy gets Pishnaim. have a bonus but not the crime. If it's an entity's land and the assignment go ahead and develop it, that's not, that's called roy. That's not muxik. That they won't get because they it wasn't a shvach that came in melo. That's called roy. Mar says, "Hachem akir kuna, tuma like spits. He knows me. I know I'm going to get it. With the shtachet b'chay da avoy, or I'm going to give it to spits. With the shtachet b'chay avoy, it got shechted. So it's already as if it was given away. So that's muxik. That's not roy. Zok the Gemara b'aitem muktoshim lamnin lamdeni. What do you mean muktoshim? Muktoshim belongs to the father. Belongs to Hektish. Gemara says, tuma kachim kam. Believe there is a glid. Tuma kach mamam bayamu. The time you mal mal Hashem, the rabbis kachim kam. Hashem mamam bayam. The rabbi is a glid." What about Nech Lamavi and Paro Mukheres and Muskeres Biyad Acherim? Oishoy is a Roy Be'efer V'yaldo, B'chonot B'shnaim. Hashta, Mukheres, Muskeres, the Abishus, the Mara, did you Kaima? Amish Shokel, 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 the Bukhar gets. It's called Mukhsik, Roy Be'offer, when nobody's holding on to it. Of course you get. Hakamash Mulan, the Mukheres, Muskeres, do me the Roy Be'offer. My Roy Be'offer is Shokel the Melo. Has to be that it appreciated by itself. Nobody did anything. Akasi, look, Akasi and Zaina. Nobody did anything and I appreciate it. Akmokeres, Mokeres. Shvach of the male Akasi, like Akasi and Zaina, means the Yisrael didn't give food. But if the Yisrael gave food, if it was in the Yisrael's contract to give food, then the Yisrael appreciated it, and male, the brother won't get Pishnayim, because that's called Roy, not Mokhsik. If the Seicher gave food, that's called Mokhsik, and then he would get Pishnayim. That's the end of today's daf.